Gerald Vincent, I am the current sheriff of Story County, and I'm here to ask you to return me to this office to continue the work that we've been doing. 4 years ago, when I stood up here, I told you all that I was going to work on saving money, I was going to provide fair treatment to everybody, and I was going to work on building partnerships. I think we've done all that. We've saved a lot of money in projects that were unnecessary, found accommodations that were much more reasonable, much more cost-effective. We've held the budget to a tight line. We've provided fair and impartial treatment to everybody. It hasn't made me popular with some folks, but we've done it nonetheless. And we've done everything possible to work on building partnerships all across the community, with our seniors, with our youth, with our mainstream citizens, with our different community outreach groups, community groups all across the county. Heard about it from a couple other people tonight. Even yesterday, I was down at the governor's office with the horse advocates, several groups, the governor's staff, trying to help facilitate the care and management of the horses from a public safety perspective. So we're doing all the things that said that we were going to do. We're going to continue doing that, continue improving the processes as we go. Thank you.
Sean.
Introduction about myself?
Yes, please.
I'd like to thank the chairman and the Republican and Democratic Party for hosting these forums tonight. They have been a little lengthy. My name is Sean Mahan, and I intend to be your next Story County Sheriff. I've lived in this county for over 14 years. I know many people in the audience. I truly care about you. That's why I'm here. I made a decision about a year ago to get into this political race. Never been a politician. Just been an honest cop. And I want to make a difference for everyone in this audience. I want to do a good job for you guys. I'm going to do that through a 5-point leadership transition plan, which I'll talk about tonight, which encompasses some of the things my opponent says are status quo and doing well. I'll have to disagree with him at this point, and also preface that I'm not out here to attack my opponent this evening. I want to talk about the budget. I want to talk about staffing issues. I want to talk about many things within the agency that directly affect you. We're at a critical point in Story County's history, and you folks are the ones that are going to make the appropriate change. So I'd appreciate your vote on November 4th. Thank you.
Okay, Sean.
Yep.
First question, what do you believe is the sheriff's office's responsibility regarding service to the community?
The sheriff's office, number one position, function, in my estimation, is public service. And that can be encompassed in many different ways, from responding to your house to save your life in an emergency situation to saving a child on the side of the street. Public service is the number one issue for the Story County Sheriff's Office. Right now, we are strapped financially. We're strapped with effective equipment. We're strapped in many different ways that affect your public safety. Public service can also be, I believe public service should also encompass empathy and compassion and caring about your neighbor. You don't always have to be the heavy hand of the law. And I've lived these principles for over 14 years here in Story County. I have over 20 years of law enforcement experience. I believe I'll do a good job for you folks. I have the business acumen. I have the education. I have the professional experience to make that happen. Thank you.
Jerry, you have a minute.
A little bit different twist on what Mr. Mahan said is our first and foremost concern is public safety, not public service. We are servants, but public safety is our first and foremost goal. Now, in Story County, we have the luxury of not having a whole lot of stuff going on, so we do have the luxury and the opportunity to provide service. We go well above and beyond what you get in most police departments, most sheriff's offices across the country. We do take the time to do that personal service. We take the time to stop by and just say hi, help people shovel snow, carry their groceries out. We do all kinds of stuff that's over and above public safety. But public safety is our first and foremost concern. And based on the reduction of crime in Story County at 12% over the last 4 years, I think we're doing a pretty good job of it.
We're in troubling times right now with public safety, as my opponent is discussing. We have many unsolved cases, many unsolved crimes throughout this county that directly affect your public safety. Public safety is not, you turn a blind eye to crime, it's not going to be there. And imagine that, crime rates go down. We are now on the precipice with Tesla in the northern part of the county. It's a game changer for the whole county, whether you like them or not. They're here. There's hundreds of people working here right now. There's going to be over 6,000 people working here in our county. Crime rates are going to go up. People are going to be affected by that. Your tax dollars will be affected by that. You need to be ensured that your tax dollars are being spent the most effective way they can, by making responsible business decisions, which hasn't taken place with my opponent's tenure. Thank you.
Okay, Jerry, Sean just touched on this. What challenges do you foresee coming from the Tesla project, and how would you resolve them?
In the greater scheme of things, from a public safety perspective, Tesla has very little impact on us. It's true that there's probably going to be some more crime out there, but let's take a look at it. First and foremost, we're going to have an increase in traffic. But what else comes with Tesla? The completion of USA Parkway, which is then ceded to the state, which is going to have the highway patrol out there, commercial vehicle enforcement. So there's going to alleviate a lot of the traffic issues. They're going to mitigate it. Next, we have construction. And construction sites are easy to rip off, no doubt about it. As it applies to Tesla specifically, they have private security out there 24 hours a day. Now, not to say that the construction projects won't get hit, but as far as ignoring crime, turning blind eye to it, I don't know where that comes from. We just arrested two people responsible for three burglaries at construction sites out there. So we are doing our job. Next thing you have is the increase in population, the workforce. Well, there's no big plans of building housing developments in Story County that I've heard anything of yet. Right now, from what I've been told, there's close to 6,000 jobs out on the industrial park already, so we're going to have 6,000 more, or 10,000 more, however many more. People aren't going to drive from Carson, Reno, Sparks, Fernley, Silver Spring, Stagecoach, come out, cause problems, go to work, leave, or go to work, cause problems, then leave. People are coming out here for the purposes of work. And then they're going to go home, and any problems they're going to cause at home. It's a statistical or mathematical thing. Sure, more people in close proximity to each other, the more likelihood for interpersonal conflict. We deal with that already. It's very minimal on the park. I don't see any huge increase in that in the future. Up till somebody decides to build more housing, the impact for law enforcement by the industrial park is very minimal.
Sean, you have a minute?
I think it's a fairly brazen comment to conclude before any jobs even start out here that they're going to commit the crimes at their homes. They're going to be in our counties. They're going to be in our jurisdictions. Thousands of people. How can you guarantee each and every one of those thousands of people is going to commit a crime at their home versus our county? We need a plan, folks. We have no leadership plan right now. With my 5-point transitional leadership plan, I plan to embrace these challenges, such as excess crime, assess current and future needs, develop relationships throughout the county with county officials, reestablish severed relationships, With the amount of money that's going to come into this county, we can't afford to have somebody that cannot collaborate with other individuals. We're truly on the world stage now. Thank you.
Jerry, you have a minute. Would you like to respond?
I don't think I ever guaranteed there wasn't going to be any crime by the increase of personnel. I'm speaking from a management and an assessment and a statistical basis. People don't come to work, commit crimes, go home, and then live their lives. They don't. That's just the way it works. Most crime is committed in residential areas where you live and breathe every single day, not necessarily in the workplace. Workplace violence, while it is on the increase, it's still not anywhere near the level of the crime that's taking place in your neighborhoods. And this is the difference in the education and the experience. My opponent has a lot of years in corrections, doesn't have a lot of experience in law enforcement, has little, if any, experience in supervision and management. I do know what I'm doing. I do assessments, and myself and county officials have had these conversations, and I have this with the command staff. Thank you.
Okay, Sean, at this point, as we notified you, you
do I get another minute now to rebut him?
No.
Sorry.
Thank you.
At this point, you have the opportunity to ask Jerry a question. He'll have 2 minutes to respond, and then you'll have a minute for counter response.
I think I'm going to ask a question that impacts everyone in this audience and every citizen in the county. And I would like to ask the sheriff himself regarding his report card on his budget. I've made copies for everyone, and I'll place them in the back of the audience tonight for your review. So this is fact. This is things that won't change. Numbers don't change. In 2010, my opponent received a $544,000 surplus budget. In the last 2 years, he's overspent by nearly $100,000 in both staffing issues and management decisions. Currently, my opponent is facing many other issues that are going to be financially impacting this county. And I urge you to strongly look at the numbers and report card of your current sheriff and question his business decisions. Thank you.
Sean, he's supposed to be asking Jerry a question.
That's the question. Where did the money go? Where did the money go?
Jerry?
Well, this isn't the first time this has come up. This came up in the primary elections, too. And I don't know where Mr. Mahan gets his numbers from. I know where I have my numbers from, which I have, and I'm willing to share with anybody here. I don't know what he means by $500 or $500,000 surplus on a budget, because budgets are allocated. There is no surplus budget. The budgets that I have had, 1 year has exceeded the budget, and that was when we purchased the sheriff's office, the current housing for the sheriff's office. We did go over, and county manager has acknowledged that that's a bookkeeping error because they're the ones who approved the purchase. Now, we put it in the books wrong. Okay, it's over. That's 1 year. From what I see, and this was a record that was just printed off yesterday, I've got a 94% spendage of last year's budget, or 2 years ago, and or 94 last year, 92% the year before. So I don't know where these overages come from that my opponent is talking about. There are certain line items that have gone over, primarily in overtime. But that's a contract agreement. I have to pay if they work. We have to have people working. We've had people out. We've had vacancies. It's a cumbersome process. Anybody can call the human resource folks, and he can tell you. It's a cumbersome process. We've been working on getting people hired. We work on minimal staffing. But the numbers that I'm so far over, I don't see them. At least the numbers I'm being provided are not showing overages.
Sean, you have a minute?
I will tell you exactly where I received the numbers. I received them from the comptroller of this county, who printed them out at a public request coming from me. The comptroller of this county, the man that handles all the money, that's where I got them. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to question the business acumen of my opponent. The numbers are right here. I've made copies for everyone. And if you have questions regarding my numbers, I strongly encourage you to contact the Story County Comptroller and question my numbers that I've received from him. With Tesla being here, you don't need a business manager that makes decisions irresponsibly. This is a game changer for Nevada. It's a game changer for Story County. We need to go into it with a clean perspective, somebody that makes responsible business decisions. Thank you.
Okay, Carrie, it's your opportunity to ask John a question.
Well, I guess since I do so many things that are wrong, Sean, tell me your experience in supervision, management, or business planning, and enlighten all of us, too.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to touch on my supervision skills. I manage death row and lockdown operations, and I supervise men and women in life and death situations every day involving guns, knives, hangings, blood, guts, fire. I led men and women in battle. I'm a leader. I'm a good cop, and I have strong business acumen. I was raised in a business atmosphere. My father had a net worth of over $1 million before he was 30 years old. I understand business. I have grade A credit. I live a personal and professional life that's above reproach. And I have the knowledge and skills and abilities to run this office. Thank you.
Like to respond, you have a minute.
I'm confused. What we're saying, a cell block is not supervision. That's the job. Going out and answering calls, people with guns, fires, traffic accidents, everything else, it's not a war zone. That's the job we do. That's not supervision. That's not management. That's the job we do. I've been in the management end of law enforcement for more than a decade, and more than just Story County. Dealt with same size budgets, bigger budgets, smaller budgets. My supervision and management comes from three different places. I've got a degree in management. I worked in a jail for a while, too, when I first started, but that wasn't supervision. That was care of inmates.
Okay, Sean, next question, 2 minutes. The position of sheriff is obviously stressful and demanding. What are your coping mechanisms?
Coping mechanisms. We all deal with stress in different ways. Working in a high-stress situation like death row, lockdown, you learn to create coping mechanisms to stress. Do I have correctional experience? Yes. Do I have street experience? Yes. Have I been in high-stress situations on the street? Absolutely. Have I pulled my gun on people, taken people down, saved people's lives? Absolutely. My coping mechanisms, this is a very passionate topic for me. Because law enforcement, in and of itself, is a high-stress job. The men and women that work for Story County Sheriff's Office do not have a leader that supports coping mechanisms. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology, where I finished summa cum laude. I've been a lifelong learner. And currently, I'm taking my master's degree in clinical mental health counseling. So I understand about stress. I understand about coping. The Story County Sheriff's Office needs a leader that can propel the staff into the future. to prevent career decay, personal and professional. I have no addictions. I don't drink. I don't live an unsullied personal life. I believe in principles. And as the leader of the Story County Sheriff's Office, I'll train the staff to incorporate principles in their daily life. Thank you.
Sherry, if you have a minute.
Coping mechanisms. Well, I sing in Italian when I'm at home alone and nobody can hear me but the dogs. I cook. I cook a lot because I like to do that. It's a stress reliever for me. And yes, there's stress with this job. You never know what's going to happen next. When it does happen, you have to deal with it. Not a whole lot of time to worry about it. You just do it. As for the ability or recognizing those, well, I have a master's degree in psychology, too, that I just completed the coursework. I'm well aware of stress, well aware of the dynamics, and well aware, and there's folks in the room who work for me and others who aren't, they'll tell you we've discussed coping mechanisms. I pull them aside and we have that little fatherly chat, priestly chat, counselor chat, whatever it is that's necessary to deal with it. Recommended people to get professional help. We've done that too. I'm well aware of it.
John, you have one more minute for that response.
It's about walking the walk. I've dedicated my life to law enforcement. Be that in corrections, be that on the street, I've dedicated my life to this. It's about walking the walk. I care so much about people and their welfare, mentally, physically, and emotionally, that I've created a nonprofit organization to help law enforcement families. Nonprofit. I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it to help people. Public service. And it starts with serving your brothers and sisters that you work with. It's a passionate issue for me. And I believe law enforcement can be propelled into the next transitional phases of Story County by embracing these ideas. Thank you.
Okay, next question for Jerry. Without going into specifics, can you address the recent personnel issues in the sheriff's office that have appeared in the local newspapers? 2 minutes.
In a word? No. Can't discuss personnel issues. But what I can discuss is the process so that you understand why what's been said has been said. Personnel investigations, like criminal investigations, you're not supposed to talk about. One, you might jeopardize the case. Two, you want to try and get to the truth without a whole bunch of things being muddied up. So we can't talk about it. In the last 3 years, there have been 17 internal investigations in the Story County Sheriff's Office. How many of them have you heard about in the news? I don't call the media. We take care of them. We do the investigations. If there is a finding of a violation, then we deal with it. The employee is given the opportunity to respond. They have their rights, everything else. If there's no finding of fault, then they're back to work, no harm, no foul. Part of the reason why it's kept confidential is for that reason, not to stigmatize the employee, not to create any kind of distrust between the community and the employee. People get accused of stuff all the time. Heck, look at all the stuff I've been accused of just since this election started. Doesn't mean that they did it. There's an investigative process, a hearing process, appeal processes ad nauseum. But the fact of the matter is we want to get to the truth. We want to get to the bottom of it, which is why I cannot comment about what's going on in the sheriff's office. Just like with a criminal case, if it is an ongoing investigation, we don't discuss specifics of it. We may release something that something happened, but we don't discuss specifics until such time as there's a finding and the case is brought forward to a court. If there is no finding, then the case is closed. Everybody goes on with life. Thank you.
Can you restate the question, please?
Yes. Without going into specifics, can you address the recent personnel issues in the sheriff's office that have appeared in the local newspapers?
Okay. One more time, I'm sorry.
Without going into specifics, and I'd like to stress that, can you address the recent personnel issues in the sheriff's office that have appeared in the local newspapers?
It's a very difficult issue and topic for me to discuss because the image of the Story County Sheriff's Office has been tainted once again. The articles that have gone in the newspaper, such as an escaped convict on the loose for over 2 weeks, an unsolved breaking and entering in the Highlands, robberies, burglaries, this is troubling for me. And I know we can't go into great detail on this, but I know the Story County Sheriff's Office has been tainted by these occasions. Thank you.
Jerry, you have a minute? Do you have a response?
I have nothing to say to that.
Okay. Next question for you, Sean. 2 minutes. Do you believe the Sheriff's Office is making the best use of its resources, deputies, vehicles, et cetera, within its fiscal constraints?
I think I've already hit on the budget and fiscal constraints. I don't think the budget should be looked at under the assumption that it's a constraint. The leader of this office shouldn't be at odds with the commissioners who developed the budget. You need somebody that develops collaborative communications, especially in a law enforcement position. The numbers speak for themselves. We are not using our money effectively. You can't afford 4 more years of that, people. There's four-wheel drive vehicles that we've had used before. My opponent has purchased two-wheel drive sedans, in which 38,000 of them have been recalled. Police vehicles. They're not great in mountainous terrain. If I need to get to your house in a quick and timely manner, that's going to be risked. If I need to get down Six Mile Canyon in a two-wheel drive sedan on an icy road, your safety is going to be a risk. Poor fiscal management has taken place here. Thank you.
Jerry, do you have a minute to respond?
To answer the overall question, yes, I think we're doing good with our resources. You don't like four-wheel drives, or you do like four-wheel drives. The fact of the matter is sedans are cheaper to drive. They're cheaper to purchase, cheaper to operate, cheaper to repair. And 90% of the time, they're going to get us where we need to go without any problems. Now, we will have four-wheel drives, so we can get down that icy road or get out to the Highlands. We can get out to your house when you need to. A lot of places do just that. They have cheaper, more efficient vehicles to drive in good weather. They have four-wheel drives for bad weather. Doesn't expand our fleet. What it does is it saves your money. That's the idea behind it. Utilization of our people. Been taking some criticism over that because of a couple of people who are on specialty assignments. You know what? They fill in the gaps on patrol. It's necessary for them to be doing the functions that they're doing, but they also fill in, hopefully keeping those overtime costs down. Our volunteers, they're providing a valuable service at next to nothing. These are great people in the community who are willing to help, have the means and the ability to help, and they're making a difference. So yes, we're using our resources effectively.
Sean, you have 1 minute for counter response.
90% of the time, we can get to your house. Are you going to be that within that 10% that we don't make it and you lose your baby? You lose your husband, your wife, because we couldn't make it there? Are you going to rest your hat on that? 90% of the time, we can get there. In my five-point leadership transition plan, which is in the back of the room, these issues are addressed by creating a comprehensive assessment of the Story County Sheriff's Office. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be the 10%. Don't bite the hook. The proof's in the numbers. Thank you.
Okay, you each have 2 minutes for a wrap-up. Jerry, you're first.
My opponent likes to take a little bit of what I say and try to spin a scare tactic with that. 90% of the time, don't be that 10%. But I think I said 90% of the time we can get there in a sedan. And the other 10%, we'll get there in a four-wheel drive because we'll still have some. Which is what you're hearing a lot of spin. Oh, let's look at the numbers. Let's look at this. Let's look at that. The sheriff's just a horrible person. That's the message that's coming through. Okay, so you don't like me. Am I being effective? Look at the numbers. Come see me. Contact the comptroller. Let's discuss the numbers. You want to talk about the budget? Let's talk about the budget. More than happy to talk about the budget. More than happy to talk about anything. Fact of the matter is we're improving all the time. We've been improving. We're going to continue to improve. And I ask you to return me to this office in November, and we're going to make it even better. Because I do have the skills, I do have the ability, and I do have the knowledge and the experience to do the job, to look out for you, the people. Thank you.
Folks, we've flown by the seat of our pants for the last 4 years. The sheriff has created some fairly successful volunteer groups. The CERT team, I believe, why is the CERT team not walking the crosswalks at our school? Why aren't they watching for speeders in our school zones? What are they being specifically used for? What's the purpose of them? And I would strongly encourage you to take this my opponent up on his request to call the comptroller and talk about the numbers. I've hit fiscal management very strongly tonight. I didn't plan on that. You need a leader. We have no leadership in this agency. Law enforcement officers need a leader. Leaders are open to accepting criticism. I think you can see through tonight's responses that criticism in a professional and courteous manner is not accepted. I prefaced this evening by stating I was not going to attack my opponent. I'm not attacking him. I'm not. It's all about the money, people. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. And you can't afford 4 more years of this type of business acumen. It's all about the money. Where did the money go? You have a nearly $800,000 span of funds. What do you have to show for it? We bought cheap vehicles that 90% of the time we'll be able to get there. But if we can't get there, you got to go over here to get a four-wheel drive, and the time increases. The sheriff failed to tell you that. Do minutes count in life emergency situations? Yeah, they do. Do effective equipment and empowering the staff to work in a confident area, an atmosphere, count? Absolutely. Focus on the staff members in the office, not on the leader. Thank you.
Let's give the sheriff.
Just a couple quick closing issues. First of all, 3 more forums next Wednesday. We'll be in Lockwood at the Rainbow Bend Clubhouse. Early voting starts October 18th. And if you are not registered,
time to get
you have till October 4th.
Yes. What about the
to register and mail in, or October 14th to do it in person
services.
Or online. So.